Welcome to 10 Minute Mentor, premier mentoring for entrepreneurs who want to share their gifts with the world. Each episode is designed to be a mini coaching session, providing valuable nuggets that will empower you to share your message and make a bigger impact. My name is Rich Perry. I want to thank you for trusting me each and every week. I know you want to rock this year, so let's get started right now. Hey, what's going on? And welcome back to 10 Minute Mentor with Rich Perry. Today, we're going to be discussing skills that you need to build better relationships in business. So before we get started, let's put that up on the screen. Here we go. Improve the skills that you have to build better business relationships. All right. As always, we are streaming to Instagram, or to Facebook, to LinkedIn, to YouTube, Twitter. So I'm going to encourage you to find me on all those social channels. Make sure we're connected. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio podcast later on, just a reminder, we shoot this 10 Minute Mentor with Rich live stream version on Mondays. And afterwards, we do some bonus content. That's where you can get your questions asked. Okay, so if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, wherever, and you want to check out the live version to get your questions answered, one thing you can do is subscribe on YouTube. You can also join our Facebook group, 10 Minute Mentor, in Facebook, and you can join the discussion live. So without further ado, let's get cracking. Improve these skills to build better business relationships. So let's All right, so the first thing that you want to do to build better relationships, the skill that you want to improve is right here, listening. And if you're watching this, you see I got these big old ears, okay? Make sure you're listening to the people on your team. Make sure you're listening to your clients, your customers, subordinates, your superiors, your subordinates, okay? Make sure you're listening. And when I say that, I mean actively listening. So let me quick tell you a story. When I was younger, something that I heard from my mother very frequently when I was younger, she would say, "Richard, listen to me when I'm talking to you." And I would say, "I am, Mom." And she would say something and I'd repeat back to her exactly what she had just said. And then my mother would respond with, she'd say, "You heard me, but were you listening to me?" And of course I wasn't listening. I heard the words that were coming out of her mouth. I was able to repeat back to her what she had just said, but I wasn't actively listening. I wasn't processing the information. I wasn't comprehending the message that she was trying to communicate to me. So what I'm going to encourage you to do, whether you're the boss, whether you're the newest employee, whether you're middle management, wherever you are, make sure you're actively listening to the people around you. And hey, this goes into your regular life as well. When you're communicating with your significant other, your partner, your friend, your neighbor, when you're communicating with the person at the grocery store, okay, when you're having that interaction with others, make sure you're taking the time to actively listen to what is being said. You're processing the information, and then you're able to add a thoughtful response. Okay. The second thing that you want to do, the second skill, is to create a harmonious team. And again, this goes in all directions. You want to create a harmonious team with the people that are actually in your business. If you're outsourcing, if you're collaborating with another coach or another author or another speaker or another podcaster, or you're hiring a freelancer, or you're working with this group and now you're working with this organization over here, anytime you're working with other people, something that you should want to do, something that you should strive for, is to create a harmonious group, a harmonious team interaction, okay? Something that the group activity that's built on trust. You're understanding each other. You're understanding each other's strengths. You're respecting each other's weaknesses or areas that need to improve. All right. Respecting, once again, the other members of the group or the team. So create a harmonious team. The third thing that you want to do, the third skill that we want you to improve, is conflict management. Okay. Let's face it. When you're interacting with other people, whether it's people on your team, freelancers, customers, your potential clients, whatever, you're doing marketing research, you're interacting with others in the community, what have you, things are going to happen. Disagreements are going to come up. Issues, problems, things will need to be resolved. People won't always agree with each other. There's bound to be problems that arise. People are, again, going to disagree. So what you want to do is you want to be able to manage those situations, make sure that you're able to negotiate, make sure that you're able to have everyone come to the table and resolve that issue without yelling, without screaming, without hurting other people's feelings, without making other people feel disrespected or making them feel like they're disempowered or making them feel like you don't care about what it is that they have to say. All right. So make sure that you're able to resolve those types of conflicts. That kind of goes into like mediating the situations, kind of being a counselor of sorts, making sure that you're able to resolve those problems, creating that win-win situation so that people feel respected, listened to, appreciated, and again, you're moving forward toward a successful problem resolution, all right? So real quick, we're going to recap those. You want to listen. Once again, you have two ears and one mouth, so make sure you're listening more than you're speaking. The second thing is to create a harmonious team. Make sure that the people in your team are feeling respected. Make sure that they're understood. Make sure that you're working to recognize each other's strengths, but also acknowledge areas for improvement. You want to create that open dialogue with the people in your team. Create that open door policy. Okay, open the lines of communication for, again, that harmonious team environment. And the third thing you want to do is make sure that you have the skills to resolve conflicts as they arise, or even work towards resolving potential issues before they even come up, okay? Having that foresight to look ahead and say, hey, you know what? That could be an issue in the future. Let's work toward resolving it now before it becomes a big issue, a major problem, okay? So listening, creating a harmonious team, and conflict management. If you're checking out the live stream, then I'm going to invite you to hang on. We're going to do a quick little Q&A afterward. All right. So just stick around. If you're listening to the audio podcast, again, on Apple Podcasts or Google, Amazon, wherever you like to listen to podcasts, make sure you subscribe on YouTube and make sure you join our Facebook community so that you can join the conversation later on for the next coming episodes. Okay. So join our Facebook community, 10 Minute Mentor, and we'll see you there. Remember, if you have any questions, reach out to me, subscribe or connect with me on all social channels, Coach Rich Perry. And if you're looking for valuable resources and tools and coaching tips, then of course, go to my website, richperry.com, and get some good stuff right there. Thanks a lot. Be excellent, and I'll talk to you soon.